Okay, welcome back to MPFL Tata 4, the brand new season. After that long break from the 2020-2021 season, now we don't come back again for the 2021-2022 season. We just start off. And of course, they start off with so many expectations, so many excitement, and so many brilliant football where we see over the weekend. And we get a lot to talk about for the NPFL today. Myself and Timmy, of course, you know, say yes, Sawadinho, now my name. And as long as this season they concern, now me and Timmy, now I'm going to run to about chop knuckle.
My salary don't increase like that.
Okay, write me a letter.
Next week, you know, because now only one go do the show.
Write me a letter.
No, it's okay.
Write me a letter.
Okay.
Tell me
how
much you want to add to your salary.
It's okay. It's just simple. Just six figures. It's okay.
Okay, so after all the long wait, the league, they start, and this time around, under a new management, because the LMC, they don't approve the appointment of Davidson Owomi as the new CEO of the LMC. We'll talk about Davidson Owomi, and then we'll talk about the Nigerian Professional Football League. We just start. Once again, very big welcome to you, Timmy.
Yeah, Sawa, thank you very much. Thank you to all the fans where they always watch NPFL Tatafo for our YouTube page, footballrepublicng.com. Good say the league don't finally start.
Yeah.
Even though say they start late, but they say better late than
never. Never, yeah.
So good say we don't start. My joy, I say, at the year, say the league will continue even for festive period.
Yeah.
So now the joy for me. Now, I hope say as we don't start, we no go say they get dramas again. We go make us halt or stop the league.
Yeah,
for when season don't already start fully in swing like this. So I did very happy. So the truth be that I did very happy. And also, you talk about Homie. I believe so. We will talk about him. But now that thing we say, I am happy about. Say finally, we don't get CEO. Where we say in understand club football and how to run club football, the administration of club football, in understand them and in there the helms of affairs. So that one says sweet my belly. So I'm happy to be here once again, Sawa.
And hopefully, Owomi go fit translate the running of club football in experience with Rangers and Warri Wolves to the LMC proper. Not been first time, anyways. Remember when we been be NPL, himself been follow the run the league. But Shapali, make we see the match day one results of the NPFL. And after that, we will get somebody who will join us, you know, to talk about the outcomes of match day one results. This now, the match day one results we'll get for the NPFL for match day one. Some of the games we stand out. We didn't see the Abia Derby when Eyimba beat Abia Warriors 2-1. And then we see that a 6-goal thriller between Heartland and Nasarawa United, the defending champions of the league, Akwa United, then Trash Canopilas, 3-0. Now, another game where we did touch light. And then the only away win for match day one. Rangers then go beat Katsina United 2-1. Other results day for the NPFL, but this now our major focus. And on this note, we will want to say welcome to somebody where they join us. Very big fish himself. Big fish, we go join us, talk about match day one games
octopus
for the NPFL. The octopus himself, Fisayo Dairo. Fisayo, welcome to NPFL Tatafo.
Good morning, my people. I'm very happy to join on the show. I know a big fish, or I see the one small boy.
Oh, guy, you a big fish.
For my Kuduku for a year. But I'm very happy anytime the Republicans, they call me to join them, because I don't say that I'll be the best for this country.
Oshé!
Baddest.
Okay, Fisayo, Shapali, we don't pick our own four games where we're facing our standout games for the match day one. We don't know whether that one sync with your standout games, but just Shapali, give us your own take on match day one, the games where you see, and your pick from match day one generally.
Make a quick correct to you saying when are we going to get for Katsina? In fact, Lemon Stars go beat MFM.
Yeah, and another away win.
Like saying it'll be away win. Because two of them, they close to each other, they play each other well. But Lemon Stars, they for Ogun State.
Yeah.
Despite saying Ogun and Lagos, one join together, it's still no takeaway from them. Say, now away win, we take open the league on Friday.
Yes, now away win, that's true, Friday match.
So, get to away wins. And those two matches, they follow for part of my own pick. Lemon Stars, since they bring Ogumote, you know, they do plenty things for preseason, including one preseason tournament where they knock shooting starts 4-0 for final. You know, now since then, you know, they like this team, they don't want to do in the lie. The match between two Port Harcourt boys, Finidi George and Imam Amapakabo. Mm. And then Akwa United against Kano Pillars, 3-0 for the champions. Now, the very best way for them to say this season will mean business.
Okay, best way to say this season will mean business. And to me, another game, now that's game for away, the Heartland game against Nasarawa United. Normally, when people they talk about Nigerian Professional Football League games, I mean, not all the time will they see games give us more than 2-3 goals. But this one, 6 goals. And then Nasarawa United, surprisingly to me, you yourself, you be stake, say, Nasarawa United go away, win. Or draw. What informed that your prediction?
Well, if you check out Nasarawa United from last season, now that same form, maybe like they still carry come. Apart from Silas, where if you say maybe not the only player you see them lose, more or less, we know deal with. I don't know whether I still deal with them though, because you never can tell with all these Nigerian players. But the truth of the matter, we say Nasarawa United, then get some crop of players and a steady coach. We say it be like he don't understand the league. Balani Q, I think, now be the coach.
Okay.
If you check them from last season, Sawa, you will see. Say then do well towards the end of the season. They've been start well.
Yeah.
They can't go off form. Then towards the end of the season, they can't say they pick up again.
Yeah.
So then they enter final
for
of the ITO Cup.
Yeah.
But not just, you know, by chance, by luck, all those kind of things work together for Bayelsa United.
Yeah.
We make them win them. So for Nasarawa United, their form now sometimes we say, I don't check out. I don't say these guys, once they won't play ball, they're ready to play ball and they're ready to score goals. And that's why I give them to them. Also, you look at the Heartland Football Club. Since when Fidelis come out, Fidelis, when they come out for Heartland, maybe they complain about problems with the club get.
Yeah.
And when coach, they come out, they talk, say, and they come out because of this problem, and no fix this problem. The same coach will complain, say, they never pay them salary. The same coach will complain, say, they know they put them for staff quarters. The same coach will complain, say, the place where they put them, the quarters where they put them, it don't make sense for players. So once coach, you know, they complain about these things, and they can finally come out, you don't create big lacuna, Mike, I speak English now,
for that kind
arrangement. So for Heartland, I feel so they get administrative problems. So you say they need to sort out first before they will consider they get results on top of pitch of play. And also, don't forget, say, and they always talk, say, no matter how you want take the form, say, Imo State, Nayo State, or one state, Nayo State, if you come up from your normal ground, sometimes it may be a disadvantage for you in a way.
Okay.
Because for me, I feel, say, we're normally in their center, we're normally in their place, but Okigwe, now another person will say, you know, teams feel say, last time they feel say, okay, this place will be their home. They feel, yes, they feel get fans. But the truth of the matter will say, players will always understand place will be say they're based. Place will be say they be their home. For Adnan, me, I'm not too surprised say they draw. But what it shocked me now say, then come back from goals down. There were 2 goals down, then come back. So that spirit still there inside of them. And I feel saying now, some people will say, maybe if they latch on to that spirit of say they feel come back from goals down, 1 goal down, 2 goals down, maybe that one feel spot them on. But then their administrative problem, they need to sort them out and also make sure say they pay players. I still hear stories say one fan go attack their media officer, Solomon Onu. That one a story for another
Morio,
day. But then
when time never, when league never start. But the final 10 minutes of that game or so, they're about Nasarawa United been get red card. They been get somebody sent off for that match. And then they hold on to collect at least 1 point, you know, from Imo State comeback. Fisayo, what did I want to tell you about the resilience of this Nasarawa United side? Talking about the build-up from last season, I mean, with Silas Wankwo and the rest of them. This guy now with this Sweden, we just the Tebo Franklin and all of that. You know, even in their absence, but let's say they just continue in that fantastic form. The resilience, one man down and they still 1 point.
Yeah, I think sometimes they can't believe where the team gets. They always matter as well. Yes, if you don't enjoy the club very well, you could not say changes they always do year after year. Players, they always be free to move. And just like Timmy don't talk, you know, if Chico Zeba say come out, join a Yimba, Tebo Franklin, like you mentioned, into Sweden, another center back of them, during campaigners. So they bring a new player, one of these one band that defender, a character who don't start for them for winning. You know, and what will change, they say their coach still remain.
Yeah.
Balaniku. So I think say Balaniku don't be able to translate the same thing spirit to the players when they ground.
Okay.
You know, Tyler Tide there, I bet they get some other players too, like Michael Tochukwu, who's in last minute the first Peterson, he start for way of Sunday. And in alongside Aliyu Abdullahi, I agree with you for that. Actual companion, I remember waiting Aliyu Abdullahi do one bad move before he plays a seat one of the goals. Now they can't call it where they still get, where they retain for that team. So that's pretty still the even as they concede that red, even as they get that red card. If they need 2-1, after they go like 2-2, after they go 3-2-1,
yes.
And then they can't get a card. They're still able to still pull out that equalizer. That one are down to team spirit. If you like, change 5 players. Look at Eibar, for example, they change like 10 players. Mm. But they always maintain that team spirit, which they obviously about winning and resilience, never give up spirit. So, and that kind of thing will tip away on Sunday.
Okay, and some of the results we'll see for match day one, some of the standout results we'll see be that Nasarawa United pick point against Heartland for Owerri 3-3, 9 that match end. And of course, Eyimba win their game for the Abia Derby against Abia Warriors, 2-1. Finidi George up against Imamama Pakabo, like you hear him, of course, to Port Harcourt Boys. And of course, Finidi George, they continue in 100% record with Eyimba since he take over. They never drop any points. You could ask me, say, I don't be just first match. They don't actually play like 2-3 games for the continent, and they don't win all of them. 3 games for the continent, and they don't win all those games. So 100% records still continue for Coach Finidi George, where they make in debut for Nigerian Professional Football League. And of course, Kanu Pillars, I mean, no be good day for them against Akwa United for Uyo. Akwa United trashed them 3-0. Match day 2 games go happen, and the sweet thing, I say, this match, the 2 games, go happen Boxing Day. Now, normally, when our league starts, if our league just starts, whether it starts 2 weeks to Christmas or 3 weeks to Christmas,
they will go Christmas break.
They will go Christmas break. Meanwhile, Christmas period, now the period where people, they find where to go. They won't go.
Go flex. Go enjoy.
Exactly. Go relax with their family. Just come off for house. You know, as long as safety is guaranteed, security is guaranteed, and all of these
and
things.
And good football is guaranteed.
And good football is guaranteed. You know, people go like Kokomot, Enugu, Port Harcourt, Lagos, different places. So, to me, the marketability of this festive season, it blessed in and now, where our head
or I don't open
to enter inside. We will see games for Christmas period.
So sometimes we say, me, I even surprised. I shock when I see say fixtures go happen 26, because normally the excuse what they always get. Now say because most of the clubs that they play are government clubs. And you know, say governments para start out, they always go break Christmas break. All those things. They'll say, ministry never release money, no money for this one, no money for transport, all those kind, all those excuses, you know, they this time around. And now sometimes we say, it be like LMC want to the key in. Because, like him or not, Nigerian fans, yes, they feel that they're plenty for field or for stadium.
Yes.
But the truth be said, there are some where we say, go just say, okay, stadium, something the apple,
Moku just go see.
Imagine, say, Kano Pillars now, they play Lobi Stars. You know, okay, make I even come out that one. Make I use another example. Shooting Stars, Akwa United.
Yeah.
You know, say some Akwa Ibomites, they feel they Ibadan.
Yes.
They feel no go. They feel no get where to go. But
they feel not travel back for Christmas.
For Christmas, they feel just stay around for Ibadan.
Yes.
They will just say, Akwa United, they town, make I go see my own people. You understand that kind of concept? So now sometimes we say, as you talk, the marketability, you go there for you to fit market your league more, so that people go feel they see them more. English Premier League, one of the biggest league in the world.
Now December
period, and that festive period,
they get record
families, they travel come just to come bond for that period. So now sometimes we say we feel take advantage of, and I hope Sawa say it will continue. This one will be just one off because at the reason, say the reason why they want to do this one now because they don't day late for calendar. Maybe now that's why they want quickly rush the fixtures. But then Sawa, now good initiative we say we gas continue. Christmas period, Easter period, even public holiday.
We create
matches for those periods so that fans go fit come. The ones that will travel go that town, them go fit come watch their team play.
All right, these are the games we would expect for match day two from the NPFL. Caterpillar as they play against Lobi Stars. Rivers United, then they up against Katsina United. Remo Stars, then they host Heartland. Remo Stars then win their match on Friday against MFM. So they go there in high spirits. Newly promoted side, then they host Heartland Football Club of Owerri. Abia Warriors and Sunshine Stars, they go lock horns for Aba. And of course, Shooting Stars go take on Akwa United. Dakada FC, where they also trash for match day one, they go host Mountain of Fire Miracles will lose their match. They won fixtures. Enugu Rangers and Eyimba Oriental Derby this time around for the Nnamdi Azikiwe Stadium for Enugu. And then Plateau United going to entertain Kwara United. Wikitori is up against Niger Tornadoes. Another Northern Derby. And of course,
Wiki, their last match, Mogutoku. They never sat them out.
Yes.
They
postponed the match.
Team is saying they're supposed to play on Sunday.
Yes.
They're not show face on Sunday.
Yes.
They say whether their players not complete or something. Sunshine Stars can't travel, go back to Akure.
Yeah.
Because they send them go Jebu, they go play that match. But when Sunshine Stars don't already reach Akure, now we come here say they conduct match, what do they call that thing?
Pre-match briefing,
all those things with Wiki Torres.
Maybe we bring Fisayo Dairo in
He's an LFC person.
He's an LFC person for that Wiki Torres and Sunshine matter. Maybe we bring Fisayo Dairo in. Now they run this league, Fisayo. Wiki Torres and Sunshine match where we no play for match day one. I beg, fill us in on the details of that one.
Part of correction, don't be me around the league.
You follow.
Continue.
But, I think what you have for that is to say, Wiki Torres, they've been all alive in Jebu before the match. But if you have a player when they're being overly, the player can't carry them go FIFA. If I can't tell them, say, they don't feel registered player. You know, if they follow for part of the nonchalant behaviors of our teams, on a they go new season, on a no say, judgment, they on top of our head, say, I don't feel sign any new players. Now, the kind of way I come to Atlant last season, we make Atlant lose some matches at the start of the season.
Okay.
They see they bring in new players when they don't see, they don't feel register these players unless they pay off the players where FIFA instructs them to pay. So around that time, first 2-3-4 matches, that kind of time when Nasara have been going with it, go give them for where they 2-1 that last season. So at the same kind of thing with Wiki Torres, they hope say FIFA will play them by Friday, by Saturday. They carry all the new players into the body. The client has not come. As they can't reach there, they come say they need to bring good players. By Sunday, they say now only 7 players there to play match. So the match comes, the match attends everybody. As at 6:58 p.m. on Sunday, this is the information we didn't benefit. Maybe my man, when did they tell me? He said at 6:58 p.m. on Sunday, they tried to reach agreement, say, maybe play the match on Monday. So that the old boys, when they come from Bochi, will not land by Sunday evening and they have the ball to play on Monday. Such as also make Wiki pay the hotel bills for Sunday night, say then they're not prepared to stay overnight, say then won't return to their body. Apparently, such as not even return to Akure that day. They still sleep for their body overnight, but they refuse to play the match. So after everything, as they approach, Alex just say, thank God, say Windows TJ, there are a lot of Windows mid-season. So,
yeah.
Since the two teams, nobody ready to imbibe the spirit of fair play.
Yeah.
So they say, okay, we don't postpone the match indefinitely, and they go bring out punishments for both teams in days to come.
Wow. Thank you for that very in-depth. Because I won't borrow the words of Charles. This one no be holding the league to ransom. He say, I go play.
Now, simple thing. What is Fisayo explain now? Now, based on the story where we say, then don't tell us.
Okay.
Now, the story where they tell us, we will not say they wrong.
Yeah.
Because normally you're not supposed to owe player till the next season. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to pay player. Mm-hmm. Now, when the player can't carry you, go FIFA. Mm-hmm. Now you can't get sense, say, you guys do this, you guys do that. Now,
and then judgment already there on top of
exactly.
your head.
Exactly.
So, bring in,
for me, if I be Sunshine chairman, mm-hmm. I no go agree. 3 points must be allocated to me because that match, they're supposed to play them on Sunday.
Okay.
And I don't arrange, say, I go play this match on Sunday. So if you can't get problem with your own players, not be my problem, Sawa.
Okay.
Not be my own problem. Now, your own problem. Now, you guys fix that problem.
Yeah.
You understand? So, my own grass now, or my own problem with this issue now, and I say LMC won't kind of play this one diplomatically. Say, me then replay this match. If I be Sunshine, I no go agree.
Mm.
Because I report for match, you get players. Now, you know, clear your players the season before.
Yeah.
Even though say Sunshine says, we know say they owe their player, but they don't, they able to appease their player. They don't carry their matter, go court, go FIFA.
Yeah.
So, for me, Wiki Tories now, they're supposed to lose 3 points and 3 goals for this game.
Mm.
No two ways about it, Sawa. No two ways. So, I feel say, in as much as LMC, like say your talk now, he not to say no be member, but I know say him, at least he now one of them.
Exactly.
So, but the truth, we say, Sawa, Moku face the truth and say it as it is.
Okay.
Sunshine Stars report for match, the day of match.
That is, does it amount to match for feature or that I say you
Sawa,
abandon
you,
match?
You, not be saying you abandon match, you know, you don't come out for match.
Okay, you don't even come out.
You don't even come out.
For match where you're supposed to come out.
For match where you're supposed to come out. You can't tell me, say, I wait till the next day when I don't get official statement from the league organizers.
Mm.
So this thing I feel saying, now some people say it's supposed to be straightforward. But you don't say Nigeria no be straightforward country.
Okay.
Nigeria go in
our matter. Framework, our LMC framework, then they continue, they static continue or they amend them every season, Fisayo. The same framework we used last season, the same framework we use every, like that they go.
Yeah, then they amend the frameworks, but for this new season, I don't think they don't add anything new.
Okay.
When we use that.
So you fit predict within the likely punishment or outcome fit be, or within the likely judgment based on the within the frameworks carry.
For this social media game.
Yes.
I think the judgment could be said they're going to play the match because just that it could be a punishment for Vicky to pay the expense of Sunshine Stars.
Okay.
The one thing the LNC have always frowned at is giving away points from the boardroom.
Okay.
You know, if you are able to argue your case and maybe go to O&G and to NFF Appeals Committee, like Rivers Method been doing last season in the case of Chicago Stars. But for LNC, they show me say, but they go the game, they go share the game to play at the later date with Sunshine Stars, Wiki Tories paying the indemnities and the expenses of Sunshine Stars.
All right, Chapa, let me just take your take on match day two. Which game go definitely catch your fancy? And of course, we sent away, we did the cover for us.
I think Caterpillars against Obi Stars now, a game we suppose makes sense because, they go back to Kaduna when they play last season.
Mm.
And Obi Stars, they never do too well since they didn't buy takeover from preseason. Just on Sunday, they drop points against Rivers United. So I think that game will be a big game to watch. And another game will be Rangers against Enyimba. Because that game now, no good day for Enugu. The Azikwe Stadium for Enugu, they don't come on the pitch.
The pitch?
They won't renew the pitch.
Wow.
I know say for Nigeria. But that thing will really happen easily. So this season, for the first 2-3 matches or so, LMC don't approve a fanbase stadium for Nimi, for Rangers.
Okay.
So that game would be for Nimi.
Neutral ground.
And I don't talk to Finidi, you know, in the first 4 matches.
Yes.
Because they think, this is an opportunity to add more points.
Abias.
But it won't bring down for them.
For
so
neutral.
That game could be one game to also look out for. But as for me, I think that I'm at the two Rangers and Katsuna. The two Rivers and Katsuna. For what happened to my hand, but thank you very much.
Okay. I think we need to preach about pitches we will they use for our NPFL, and of course it would be a good thing if, for instance, now for the Nnamdi Azikiwe Stadium, they can lay a pitch similar to what we get for Aba. Or which
hybrid.
We get for hybrid that Aba pitch, the hybrid pitch, and then or maybe something very natural as what we get for Uyu and all of that. At least this one's going to help us. I mean, maybe the kind of things we'll see for the Adokia Miesemaka Stadium. Sadly, we know if we get CAF accreditation, but I think he get accreditation to host NPFL matches. I think Rivers United will play for Dokie this year. Now Dokie, they go play their matches now. And okay, we don't get CAF accreditation, but we don't go talk bad about our league.
LMC approve them, so no problem.
We don't go talk bad about our league. Okay, so with all of those match day two analysis and everything, now here we will say thank you very much for joining us for this very first episode of MPFL Tatafo. Not the third them they cut. Now we go cut.
Peace.
We'll tell you when we cut.
Peace.
Okay. Thank you very much. This now MPFL Tatafo. No go anywhere. Football Republic.